Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show. And it is a biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
You are now tuned in, the Hour Radio Network, Indie Up Saturday, another lovely Saturday evening, March 16, 2013. We're in the building, D Slay, Ray Cole, we in it. We're in it to win it tonight. We got some interviews for you guys. We got some great music. Make sure you guys don't move, don't go nowhere. Bring the toilet to you so you won't have to get up and go to the bathroom. Just bring it to you.
Just wear a pamper, huh?
There you go. You can wear a pamper, like Ray said. You ain't got to get up, go to the bathroom. Just put the Depends on, you know what I'm saying? And if you got to use the bathroom, just boom, there you go. Right there. You good. You good. Don't worry about it.
Bring some strength.
Yes, indeed. In the building, you already know how we do it. Another great show for you guys tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking to amazing coast-to-coast DJ. DJ Casper Vinks is going to be in the building with us tonight. We'll be talking it up with him. And in the second half of the show, we will be talking to amazing R&B indie singer Aisha Renee. We will be talking with her. And it's going down tonight. We got all your favorite indie up-and-coming artist hits. We got D Slate. Favorite hip hop double play. Oh, D Slate's favorite indie hip hop double play. I'm going to be playing two of my favorite indie hip hop songs from a couple of hip hop indie artists. And these cats, I've played their music quite a few times. And two of my favorite songs. So I will be playing that for you guys tonight in the double play. As well as, you know, me and Ray going to be chopping up, talking about all kinds of craziness that's going on out there, and just worldly stuff, national stuff. It could be international. You know, somebody may decide to ask D Slate to run for president of Jamaica. I don't know. I don't know. It could be international. I don't know.
Not president of Jamaica. Would you take the job?
You never know how it's going to go down. You never know what somebody, Yugoslavia may ask me to be their representative. I don't know. Y'all know I speak many languages. I speak Yugoslavian. I speak Turkey. I speak Turkey, ham, beef.
Can we get a demonstration?
You know, I speak Turkey, ham, beef, whatever it is. You know, whatever it is.
Pickle special sauce.
You know, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, I might say boom black, boom black. You don't know what I just said. I don't know what I just said, but you know it sounded smooth. You know it sounded smooth. But you know it goes down. You know, Ray, I heard some news yesterday. I know a lot of people was kind of concerned about rapper Lil Wayne being hospitalized. Now, Lil Wayne had a seizure. He was hospitalized in Los Angeles, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. But as for the bombshell that TMZ had reported, the claim that the 30-year-old rap star was near death, surrounded by family, and on the verge of receiving his last rites. Not true, according to Team Weezy. Around 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, a tweet was sent from Lil Wayne's Twitter that said, "I'm good, everybody. Thanks for the prayers and love." Yahoo cannot confirm if the tweet was from Wayne himself. Sources close to the rappers have told OMG Insider conflicting information about the rapper's current state and whether he is alert or in a medically induced coma. However, Mac Main, president of Weezy's Young Money Entertainment, tweeted out that TMZ's report was completely false. And Mac Main put on Twitter, "Wayne is alive and well. We watching the Syracuse game. Thanks for the prayers and concern. We will update you soon." He also said, "We will be releasing an official statement shortly, but don't believe the nonsense about comas and tubes to breathe. That's false." TMZ, meanwhile, has backed off its report that rocked the internet, yesterday afternoon, insisting that Wayne was being taken off life support and didn't have long to live. Sources at the hospital tell us Wayne is still in critical condition in the ICU, but stabilized. They were told the prognosis is uncertain, and that's pretty much all the info that they have right now. So if we hear anything else that's coming out of it, I'm pretty sure we will definitely get that information to you guys. But, I guess a lot of people was kind of concerned about what was going on and, you know, what was really going down.
He probably is in the hospital, but, I mean, would you really want people to think that, especially if singing or, you know, rapping is his way of making money? So, like, you don't want your employees to think that you're too sick or this, that, and the other. You don't want people to be up in a roar about what's going on. So he's probably just trying to keep everybody out of his business. But, I mean, unfortunately, once you get to that caliber, your business is everybody else's business. Like, unfortunately.
And that's true. And that's the thing. I mean, and also in a lot of situations, too, you know, family members, regardless of how serious or non-serious, you know, tend to try. And I look at it like this from my experience and the different things that I've seen and heard with different celebrities being in a hospital and different things like that, usually when it's not serious, you hear all types of stuff and reports from the people and the family members or whatever that it's cool and not serious. But in this case, when you don't get a lot of information and the information is just closed, like, "Hey, he's okay, boom, that's it." Because a lot of times, you know, the representatives for that individual don't want to create a panic, you know, or don't want people to be tripping out or whatever.
Well, you would think, though, too, like, I mean, because those are, like, some serious sickness allegations. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, if somebody said I was that sick and I really wasn't, I'd be like, "Hey, you know, you would think he would tweet himself, you know, continuously, but, like, if it's like a skip in the pattern somewhere, one can only assume that maybe something's wrong with him. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, hopefully everything's okay with him and he's in better health. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we do hope everything is definitely okay with him. Prayers definitely go out to him, his family, and friends, and definitely hope he's going to be okay. I know absolutely. I mean, some of the rumors were, you know, they were saying, "Oh, he was doing it. He was in there like that because he's been sipping on scissor too much." Well, I mean, I hope that's not the case. And
me too.
If it is the case, and that's what syrup do to you, I might just have to eat my pancakes butt naked from now on with nothing on it. You know, just butter.
Hey, give me
that's
some
it.
Jelly. I don't want none
butter.
Of that syrup stuff.
Right. Got butter and jelly. Or, you know, I might have to spread it on my pancake like it's toast or something like that. You know, I don't know. If we can go out there,
you
like
know
that.
What, though? Jelly and pancakes is good, though. Like, my daddy's girlfriend. It was so tasty.
You know, and we might just a little later, me and Ray might have to break out some hood recipes for y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
We may have to buck some off for y'all right there. We should give you one pancake. pancakes and jelly. We just gave you one right there. We may give y'all some more throughout the
and
show.
Sugar. I'm trying to tell you.
We may give y'all some more throughout the show. So understand, it goes down like that on NDF Saturday. D Slate, Ray Cole in the building. We got some hits we want to play. Hopefully when we get back, we'll be getting it in with my man DJ Casper Binks. D Slate, Ray in the building. 403 Mob. This is my dudes. North Carolina representing 403 Mob. Want to be a victim? Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm at an instinct you did, but I guess that it's time to reconsider thinking this. I reckon you're heading to heaven, bringing it back to the number 7. And when I drop, kick your ass like this was a game of check, and I'm a weapon. Aggression shown with little to no discretion, repossession by the demon, and it makes me question my well being. I believe in Jesus, but repentance can't be the reason you're still breathing. Tears of sleeping for forgiveness. Just too bad that I'm not so cold, and I don't forget that easily. Christ, that sad look off your face, you know you want to be with me. Coming to compose it to these evil things. I don't give a fuck, so I think of the stuff that'll make these people see. Equally, we're under God, but legally, I plunder. Jobs become your boss and jump your ass, but I'm a good somersault. In the doorway, you hung your cross. Murderous foreplay, wonderful. Heard of the sports, they probably naughty ass. It's got the scary truth, I laugh out loud. Scared of dude, I have him now, nowhere to move.
Oh, the mother, you don't wanna be a big job.
his chance. I can see me like the dance, she would never let the rhythm of the baseline lose her. You can line up every woman in the world and I swear on tonight I choose her. The flyest thing I've seen, never seen her in a magazine, never seen her on a movie screen, but I swear I've seen her in my dreams. From my head to her eyes, to her nose, to her lips, to her thighs, to her ass, to her toes, I had to make this moment last, so I asked for the phone.
Network, NDF Saturday, D Slay, Ray Cole. We in the building playing all your India favorite hits. That's my man De'Aaron Anthony with Pose. Before that was 403 Mob, Wanna Be a Victim. Getting in like that for the fit ins. You already know how we do. Ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for me to introduce our first guest for tonight. Absolutely. He's an extraordinary DJ. Doing his thing, dropping some of the hottest mixtapes on the market right now. Blazing up the scene, coast-to-coast DJ. He blazing the DJ arena with so much fire, they wanted to call him DJ Backdraft. Look, Ghostbusters can't even stop him. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to my man, DJ Casper Banks.
Hey.
For sure. Mic check 1-2-1-2. Can you hear me all right?
No doubt.
Loud and clear.
All right, good, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. It's an honor to be here on the DR show. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, man, over the moon about it. Excellent experience.
Sure.
I'm loving the excellent music that y'all playing. I'm loving the topics that y'all touching on. Man, especially
sure.
That Lil Wayne
situation. Speaking of that, bro, before we get really into what's going on with you, what you think about the Lil Wayne situation?
Man, you know what, man? My prayers go out to him and his family. And I hope everything's all right with him.
That's real. And now, bro, do you agree that sometimes, you know, even in some situations, do you agree that sometimes, you know, a lot of times, regardless of what the situation may be, because sometimes it could be serious and it could be not so serious. But I found in my experience, man, when a lot of things is going down with a lot of the celebrities, that when it's really not that serious, you get so many different tweets and different messages from family members and even the individuals themselves that everything is okay. But also, sometimes when situations are serious, you may get so and so is okay. Don't worry about it. Cool. We'll give a statement soon. But it's like nobody really knows. So I think that's the one thing that kind of has a lot of his fans really concerned. But I really do truly hope that everything is okay with him.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those concerned fans, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, his biggest fan, but I'm definitely, you know, I've been behind him. I've been rocking with Wayne since the Hot Boys, so, you know, hopefully everything's all right with him, you know. And, again, my prayers go out to him and his family as well. And, man, hopefully everything's all right.
For sure, man, for sure. Now, for you, bro, What got you started with DJing, man, and how did it progress to the point to where you are now, man, to the successful career that you have now? How did it get to this level, and how did you get started with it?
Well, you know what, man? I've always loved music. I got my first set of turntables back in 1998. I was about like 11 years old. I was looking for the perfect Christmas present. I didn't want something that everybody else was getting. And yes, your boy DJ Casper Binks did get Christmas presents. Not ashamed of that. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. But no, I was looking for that perfect gift. I always heard my cousin and one of his friends. My cousin's like my brother. Shout out to him, Pinpoint Design. But, I always loved music, and I heard them talking about turntables. Didn't know what a set of turntables was. And eventually, I was just like, you know what? That sounds like something interesting to get for Christmas. Sounds like it's worth something. You know, I wanted something that was worth something. You know, it's kind of like, I wanted to get a bang for my buck, per se. So I was like, give me a set of turntables. And I got them. Didn't know what they were. Then they were right there in front of me, and I'm like, oh, so this is what turntables are. Now I got to figure out what to do with them. And I didn't have no training guide, no book. Nobody was sitting there telling me how to use them. And then I just figured it out. It just came together for me one night. It took forever. My first records were Juvenile, Back That Ass Up, and Hot Boys, We On Fire, the Hot Boys, the Hot Boy. You know?
That's real.
Yeah, I was rocking with them too, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm listening to them, and they're not the same. I'm like, how do you put these together? So, you know, I finally figured it out when I was listening to some mixtapes from some DJs that are out of my city. Shout out to them, DJ World, DJ JF. They was doing their thing. I was listening to it, and then eventually it just clicked. I'm like, boom, now I know what to do, and I made my very first mixtape, not a mix CD. It was a mixtape on a karaoke machine, and I tell everybody, you know, if you put that same karaoke machine in front of me right now, I would not know what I did to create that mixtape. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to do it off there. I mean, really, I was experimenting. And that's what this music thing is all about a lot of times. It's a lot of experimentation that goes into it.
But you know the real talk, though, bro? Banks, you know the real talk, though? When you young, you put stuff together so clever. You're right. When you get older, you be like, damn, how the hell did I do that? And it's like, you don't even know how you did it. You know, you may be a little kid. As a kid, you could have been one of them cats who hooked the Atari up to the beta DVD player, and you was, like, recording the Atari games, and you was like, damn, how the hell did I do that? And you don't know how you figured it out. But as a young buck, man, when you trying to experiment with some stuff, you put some stuff together and don't even know how you did it.
It's
straight
just
up.
Kids, they're determined. They just determined to get stuff done the way they want it done. That determination is amazing.
And I was definitely determined, and that's how I got to where I'm at now, determination. There was a point in time when I had to scale back off of my music career for a while to get some other things in order, but once I got
that
straightened out, back to the music it was, and now we in here, and, I'm into spinning music from artists that are mainstream, but currently my main focus is independent artists. I definitely enjoy working with artists from all over the world, and I will be continuing to do so.
Now let me ask you this two-parter. What made you definitely want to focus on working with independent artists? As well as also tell us about your latest mixtape, man, and what's going on with that.
All right. Now, what made me want to work with independent artists is because I'm an independent artist. I'm not just a DJ. I'm also a producer as well. I've dibbled and dabbled in rap and hip hop and, I can spit flows too. But, I know what it's like to be an independent artist coming from the ground up. You know, being a coast-to-coast DJ, there's really no other way around it. You know, I gotta do my thing. I gotta make my imprint within the industry. As far as current mixtape projects, you can go get Music's Most Wanted Volume 1. You can go get Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. Those are both coast-to-coast mixtapes, and they feature artists from all over the world. The artists on those mixtapes are not just, songs that I put on a CD and said, let's do this. You know, I'm going to just put out a CD of songs and call it a mixtape. No, this is actually a collaboration of some of the greatest talent in the world, and I stand firmly behind that. Shout out to all of the artists that are featured on Music's Most Wanted, all of the volumes, even the up-and-coming Volume 3. Shout out to everybody participating with that. The artists that I rock with, they definitely work hard, and
that's
I'm
real.
Working hard, and we all working hard together. And one of my sayings is, I rock with the hottest artists on the planet, and I mean that.
You know what, and the wonderful thing about it, you said it too, bro, because, I mean, what a lot of cats don't know is that some of these independent artists, man, and, you know, there's some extraordinary artists out there, man, and they don't get a chance, they don't get a lot of opportunities to get airplay and get recognized and get those same opportunities that mainstream artists get, man. But there's some, I mean, I've heard some cats, man, my mouth just dropped like, damn, why is this cat not on the radio? But,
yeah.
You know, and there's so many of them out there. So, I mean, that, you know, definitely big ups to you, man, for definitely giving them a shot, man, and giving them an opportunity to be the voice for them, man, and be the outlet for them to get their music heard. And speaking of Music's Most Wanted, you know, the mixtapes, we're definitely going to be dropping two of them joints tonight from the mixtape King Lon the Great, also with Honey Dip. So we're gonna be playing those tonight, you know, and let everybody definitely check those out. I definitely got two real important questions for you, bro. But I'm gonna hold off because I know my co-host got some for you. Ray, you got some questions for Captain B?
Hey, before she even gets to that, I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to interrupt at all. But and I'm loving.
That's all good.
I'm loving being here on the D Hour show for sure. But I also want to shout out my parents, man. I'm gonna tell you the truth, man. Like,
that's,
you know,
real.
It makes a big difference to have people that are behind you in everything that you do. And I'll be honest. I mean, my parents have truly made a difference. Everything that I do, they've always been behind me. I really appreciate y'all for that. So thank you very much. And you know, it helps to have friends that are behind you too. But I'm gonna be honest about that as well. Sometimes the people and the ones that you think will support you in your endeavors and your music career and anything else that you choose to do in life, you don't get that support from them. So, you know, I definitely appreciate everybody supporting your boy, DJ Casper Banks. Thank you very much all the way from day one, from 1998 all the way up until 2013 and going forward in the future. I appreciate y'all. And, again, to everybody, my line is always open. I got to give the number out to them. And then, you know, but look, 317-529-1309. Give your boy a call. Coast to Coast DJs. I definitely want to talk to you. All of the serious independent artists, all of that. Make sure y'all get at me. 24 hours, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. We are always available, and I promise you that.
Plug it like a party chick with curling irons.
Right. Let me get that number one more time, though.
Hey,
go ahead and say that number one more time for the people that's writing
it
down like myself.
Hey, I'm here, 24-hour service, Coast to Coast DJs. It's your boy, DJ Casper Banks. Take this number, 317-529-1309. And it's not no answering machine. It's not no automated service. It's not an email address. It's not, you know, somebody that doesn't care about your career. It's definitely somebody that is ready to work with you. And again, everybody needs somebody they can call 24 hours to talk to about their music. You can't call your own, you can't call your very best friend and talk to them about your music at 3 in the morning. They'll say, man, come on, man, I'm trying to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Don't even worry about that. Don't stress with that no more. Call that number that we just gave y'all, and we here for you. And I've got almost 100 personal references to back that up, and those include artists, organizations, and A&Rs, labels, all of that. I work with everybody to help you get your message out. I also have VIP with DJ Casper Banks and Coast to Coast DJs, which is not a radio show. It's more of a conversation, but I've had conversations that the world can listen to. You can even download them with some of the hottest entertainers in the game right now, as far as the real Rick Ross. Also, we recently interviewed with MC Shan, so y'all can check them out. And to be a part of that, you get nominated. So call that, you know, have all of your supporters call that 317-529-1309 number. Talk to one of our live representatives. And, hey, nominate whoever you want to be interviewed by DJ Casper Banks and Coast to Coast DJs, and we're going to make that happen for you. And that number can be used from anywhere in the world. We want to talk to you. I don't care if you're in Africa. I don't care if you're
in
Florida. Hey,
you go to Lavia, it don't even matter, you know.
Anywhere in the world. I got contacts in India. I love y'all, too. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody. Tokyo, Japan. You know,
Real. Shout
out to the United States, because I work with artists all over the United States, from California to Florida to New York to New Jersey to Philadelphia to Texas. I can keep going. Oh, shout out to the M-Town. That's where King Lion the Great is from. Shout out to North Carolina. That's where Honey Dip is from. You know, so I get around. I'm open to working with anybody. It's all work, no politics.
I heard that. Okay, well, I got one more question before we move on. What style of music do you look for when spinning? Like, what's acceptable to you?
Anything that has quality, anything that has a serious artist and a serious team behind it, even if it doesn't have a serious team, as long as the artist that did it, he's serious or she's serious. We support female artists to the fullest. So as long as everybody's serious, we're serious, we can do something major with it. Anything that we can imagine, we can make it happen. And that's what I'm here for, to help you accomplish that. We also submit music videos to MTV, BET, VH1. We do that as well. That's also a part of our 24 hours. So you can call any time. We're always available. And like I said, that you can verify that with, you know, anybody that is in tune with DJ Casper Vinks. You could also check out Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 and Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, which can be found on coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Just go to mixtapes and type in Music's Most Wanted, and DJ Casper Banks is going to pop up, and check that out. But you could definitely be a part of that. All you got to do is get at us. And again, we rock with the hottest artists on the planet.
Okay.
That's real. Now, before I definitely get into these last two questions for you, bro, I definitely want to play those joints real quick. From King Lion the Great and Honey Dip. Go ahead and introduce the songs for everybody, bro.
To the world, it's your boy DJ Casper Banks. You rocking with these tracks, hot off of Music's Most Wanted, Volume 2. You need to check that thing out. It's definitely dope. Shout out to the M-Town, King Lion the Great. I got mad love for y'all. That's Memphis, Tennessee, for those who don't know. Shout out to Honey Dip and A.R.E. Honey Dip, she's definitely on her grind. Go check her out. North Carolina, stand up. Mad love for y'all in the club, in the club.
We got more with Casper Banks when we come back. Let's get it.
It's none. Yeah. That's all you need to know for introduction.
You know.
Just chill before I have to commit abduction.
Okay.
Straight destructive. Getting wrong and I'm busting. Hey, your body stronger than the armpit. Must be so disgusting. The streets fired out.
You know.
I don't like the way they think it's cool to be the police now. How? Man, I'm sticking to the old ways. Go south and handle the business just like the old days.
The way it is,
that's all you need to know for introduction.
You know.
Just chill before I have to commit abduction.
Okay.
Straight destructive. Getting wrong and I'm busting. Hey, your body stronger than the armpit. Must be so disgusting. The streets fired out.
You know.
I don't like the way they think it's cool to be the police now. How? Man, I'm sticking to the old ways. Go south and handle the business just like the old days.
The old
I'm
days.
Grandfathered in, so this street shit in me. Grind for the money, so I ain't hard to get me.
Fuck
they
you.
Call me Dirty Bastard, cause my money's so filthy. And it got blood on me. Niggas wanna kill me. I'm a walking testimony, you can say that I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Niggas sitting whoop digging, you can call it this. I'm
what?
Sending bullets straight to you, go right to your vest.
Yeah.
And you ain't gotta ask, I'm real, yes.
Better know it.
What you know about me is fight. Turn the gunplay. It happened in the hood every day.
You better know.
Young niggas that got wild. Strapped and got foul. They do whatever OG say.
You better know.
Better know.
Yeah.
Big toes on my feet.
Better know.
I'm still grinding. Got it.
Better know.
is with me. Overloaded, can't control it, and you know I'm crumpy. You know it crumpy. They take my soul in the club, showing love. Yeah. I think I am hot, I am all the above.
Hit that yo, club, so,
yeah, I know you like my swag. Going to the bar, cause I get like the fast. Who is that? The Patrolman tip was set on the beat. Overloaded, can't control it. Tear my body, let my feet. So
Network, D-Slay, Ray Cole. We got Casper Biggs in the building. That was from the mixtape Getting In, King Lon, the Great, Honey Dip. Oh, it goes down. We got DJ Casper Biggs in the building with us. What's good, bro?
Hey, man. Hey, it's an honor. I appreciate y'all premiering them hot artists here on the D-Hour show. You know, we definitely turned up. I love them. I love everything that they doing. They both grinding. Like, I'm telling you, Honey Dip, she's turning up major for the East Coast right now. North Carolina, stand up again. Don't sit down. I hope y'all didn't sit down in the first place. Shout out to the M-Town. Shout out to Memphis, Tennessee. I got a lot of artists that I rock with out there, but I definitely rock with Tulane, ENT, King Lon the Great. Keep on doing your thing. You got my support all the way. And those are definitely two of the artists that for sure know that we are really 24 hours. It's real.
Now, bro, let me ask you this, man. You know, it's a real important question I like to ask, especially, you know, with cats who, you know, who's worked around music as well as artists, and especially when you're thinking about hip hop. Two questions. The first thing is, why do you think? Because you know, when you think about some of the greats, hip hop artists, you know, we've had, you know, in the '80s and early '90s and you know, a lot of people tend to go back and say, well, you know, I like to go back and listen to a lot of my favorite artists from the 80s and the 90s, and I'm not really feeling a lot of the new mainstream hip-hop they've been playing on the radio. I really don't listen to it too much. I just listen to the old stuff I have, you know, on my iPod or whatever the case may be. So I really don't listen to radio these days, but you know, you always hear a lot of people saying that, and I know the question gets, you know, gets thrown around a lot of whether or not hip-hop is dead right now. But I think that, you know, there's a lot of cats, you know, it's a lot of cats, you know, arguing with each other and fighting, and that's what's going on, with, especially with a lot of these new generation cats in the business right now. Why do you think, not just music in general, but, you know, especially with hip-hop, you know, why do you think it's so much negative connotation going on right now? And, you know, so many cats just, you know, hating on each other and fighting. And it seems like there's no respect. These cats, a lot of the artists, it seems like they have no respect for their own peers. So, you know, why do you think that's going on?
Well, it's definitely a tough market out there. It's a lot of elbow swinging, and with good reason. Hip-hop is no different than basketball. The music industry is no different than basketball. It's cutthroat. It's very competitive. And so that's the reason why you have the why people seem to not be able to get along within the industry. I wish that it wasn't like that, but, you know, the change starts within one. And I definitely do not promote hip-hop beef. I promote that everybody, you know, let's work together. We can make it happen.
That's real.
You know, with the we could do better if we were all positive versus negative, but again, to each his own. I don't think hip-hop is dead. I think that it's in one of the most creative states of its evolvement, and I want to see what direction that it goes, and I love all of the music that I get. Occasionally, I get the song that I'm like, what is this? But most of the time, I get, you know, tracks that are blazing, and I'm thankful for that. I love the creativity. And to all of the independent artists, keep on doing your thing. And before we move on, I definitely would like to also give a shout out to those artists that continue to get back up every time they get knocked down in this music industry.
Yeah,
in this music industry, it's going to be a lot of bumps and bruises, but, you know, you just got to take it and keep on stepping, keep on moving. And always remember this, when one group of people do not accept you, another one will.
I know that's right.
Yeah, keep that in mind and you'll go a long way.
Now let me ask you this. With hip hop right now, man, especially mainstream, because I know that's where a lot of up and coming artists, you know, definitely want to be, and they want to be successful like that and have longevity. Female hip hop artists, why do you? Because you know, one or two decades ago, there was quite a few of them on top, you know, sharing a spotlight and just out there doing their thing. Why do you think that it's really only one in the spotlight right now? Why do you think there's only one in the spotlight?
Well, there's only one in the spotlight. There's quite a few in the spotlight, actually, but I understand what you're saying.
Right.
The reason that is because that's what the people want right now. She's giving the people what they want. She's got the look. She's got the flow. She's got the charisma. I mean, and she's rocking with one of the hottest entities in the world. So, I mean, yeah, she's definitely going to have it made. Now, as far as the other women artists, do not get discouraged because, I mean, you just got to switch your style up, figure out what it is that the people want, and if it's something that you can put out or that you feel comfortable putting out. Like, I'm not saying go out half naked. As a matter of fact, I love the female artists that do not do that. I think that that's so original to be yourself and still get love. Shout out to all of the female artists doing their thing. But anyways, you know, ladies, yeah, for real, keep on doing your thing. You are definitely going to shine. I know a lot of female artists that are shining right now, and I commend all of you because this is definitely a really tough industry. And, again, a lot of elbow swinging. It's tough to get your foot in the door. But to the ladies, keep doing your thing. If you can't get a break out there, holler at your boy DJ Casper Binks. I'm going to definitely plug you in. I rock with a lot of female artists. And you're going to also see some new female artists featured on Music's Most Wanted Volume 3. So, y'all definitely need to keep your ear to the street on that one. That one's going to definitely turn up. CoastToCoastMixtapes.com themselves will also be participating within this project. So, it's going to be really big. And I'm very excited to have the caliber of artists on this project that you will be seeing very shortly. We got artists all the way from California, New York, Florida, Louisiana, Memphis, Missouri, all the way over to the Bahamas and London. And these are, again, real collaboration. And it's not, you know, we're not just taking songs and putting them on a CD. It's a real collaboration. It's a lot that goes into this. And we're not 24 hours for nothing.
No doubt. Real quick, I'm gonna go to the phone lines. We got a few callers in right now, so we're gonna hit the phone lines real quick. First caller, 317-294. You're on the Indie Up Saturday with Casper Binks. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 317-294.
Hello.
All right, hey. let's
294 salute. We appreciate y'all anyways.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next one. We keep it moving. Area code 317-340. You're on Indie Up Saturday with Casper Binks. What's your name? Where you calling from? Let somebody else pray. It's all good. Let's
317 got cold feet, but it's all good. Family, that's
all
where
good.
I'm from. Shout out to 317. I appreciate y'all.
317-238. You're on Indie Up Saturday with DJ Casper Binks. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
317-238. Hello?
Yeah, that's you.
That's you, bro. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name? Where you calling from, bro?
Hey, I'm calling from Indy. You know what I mean? I just would like to say I really appreciate artists trying to get their little thing together, you know? I'm Candy Capsule's father.
For sure, for sure. Do you have any questions for DJ Casper Bing?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for the support. Thanks so much for tuning into the show tonight.
Actually, man, that's props right there, man. I definitely appreciate y'all, man. Hey, anytime your parents take time to call in to support you, man, that's love,
that's
man.
Real.
Shout out to
oh,
him.
Yeah,
man.
No
hey,
doubt.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate y'all. Keep on supporting. Y'all definitely are part of this worldwide movement that is occurring right now. And thanks to the D Hour Show as well. You know, we're going to continue to keep it pushing.
That's real, baby. Now, I just want to say, bro, that I definitely want to holler at you because I know we, the DIY Radio Network, man, we've been wanting to drop a mixtape for some of our indie artists that we've been showcasing for the last few years, man. So I'm going to definitely holler at you about that because I definitely want to get a mixtape out there for some of these amazing artists that we've been showcasing. But I'm going to definitely holler at you about that. But I just want to say, man, you know, I've heard the mixtapes, man. It's hot, man. I definitely love what you're doing as far as supporting the indie artists, man, and working with cats, not only nationwide but internationally, man. That's huge, man. And I give you much respect for definitely giving them a shot, man, and giving them an opportunity to be an outlet for them. And that's what it's all about, man. Just giving opportunities, man, and supporting and great music. Because, you know, that's what we're doing is supporting great music. So much respect to you, man. I can definitely appreciate everything that you're doing. You got anything special coming up?
Man, you know what? Music's Most Wanted Volume 3. Y'all keep y'all eyes and ears peeled for that thing. It's going to be real crazy. I'm looking big time forward to that again, coast to coast. Mixtapes.com themselves will be participating in this project, so it's going to definitely be major, and we're going to turn it all the way up, man. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
True.
Be on the lookout for your boy's Twitter page, at DJ Casper Binks. Find me on Facebook, DJ Casper Binks Radio Station, and DJ Casper Binks. Look for all of that. Matter of fact, let me tell them how to spell, because it's, you know, it's different. It's,
oh, yeah. Go ahead.
For sure. It's DJ Casper Binks. Make sure y'all get that, and that's how you spell it everywhere you go. So just you can Google that. You can Google the phone number that we gave you tonight. And
that's real.
So anyways, yeah, be on the lookout, man. Go to coasttocoastmixtapes.com and under mixtapes type in Music's Most Wanted. And then hit the enter button, boom. It's going to take you to
the hot music. Yeah, it is.
It's going to take you right there.
All that hot music, and we got definitely make sure you guys go to Coast to Coast and check and definitely check that out. Be on the lookout for Music Most Wanted Volume 3 because it's going to be hitting soon. So definitely make sure you guys keep your eye out for that. And this, definitely contact Binks on Twitter. You can contact him on Facebook as well. You got a website you're going to be dropping soon?
You know what? Definitely. Everything's in the works, man. Everything's
for
in
sure.
the works.
For sure.
But until then,
for
you
sure.
can always reach us. Coast to Coast Mixtapes, DJ Casper Binks at that 317-529-1309. 24 hours, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and we really here.
24 hours. Man, that's like McDonald's and Taco Bell. They 24 hours, baby. Drive through. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, that's like
drive-thru,
Walmart.
Baby.
Everybody can figure it out.
Yeah. Well, we here, though, you know, and that's what reference to back it up. You know, I, and the only reason I even talk about the references, I get a lot of people that's like, Yeah, right, man. No, no, for real. It's not no days off. That's not what this is. But there is 24-hour service, and we're here. So pick that phone up and call us.
Call right now, definitely. Make sure you hit them up. Caswell, I want to say first, man, it was a pleasure, man, to have you on the show with us tonight, man. Definitely, I give much respect to everything that you're doing. And as far as we're concerned at the D-Hour Radio Network, man, you're no longer a guest, man. You're a family member on this network, bro. And definitely anytime we're going to keep on supporting you, everything you're doing, and definitely keep telling everybody about what you're doing and have them check out some of your latest mixtapes, man. But big ups and big props to you, man. And definitely big shout-out to my crew, the Independent Connect, man, for definitely getting it going again and definitely hooking me up with my man Casper Bink. Shout-out to my peeps, Tick, Tick, Boom. You already know who you are. But, yeah, you're a family member now, man. You're welcome on the DR Radio Network anytime, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Before I get out of here, man, I got to drop a line on a few people, man. Look, man, shout-out to my hometown, Indianapolis, Indiana. Shout-out to my family. I appreciate y'all. Shout-out to all of the artists that's rocking with Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Shout-out to all of the artists that's rocking with your boy DJ Casper Banks all around the world. 24-hour service. Make sure you pick that phone up and call. We really are here. Get your music video submitted to MTV, BET, and, you know, take advantage. 24-hour service. It's not like that for no reason. 317-529-1309. Mad love to the world, man, for real. Shout-out to everybody, and, man, hey, it is what it is. We're going to keep on getting it.
That's real, bro. That's hey, life. Thank you so much, man, for hanging out with us tonight, and definitely dropping that info. I know a lot of the artists that are tuning in, I know that's really important for them. So I'm pretty sure they're definitely going to be contacting you, man. Hey, bro, you have a blessed night, man, and keep doing your thing. We're gonna keep on supporting you.
Hey, man, salute to the D Hour Show. I definitely appreciate y'all. Keep on doing y'all thing. You got my support as well. And hey, let's keep working.
Let's
for
get
sure,
it.
Bro. Keep All doing right. it. Definitely have a blessed night, bro. All
right, y'all.
Take care.
All right, let's get
okay.
it.
That was my man, DJ Casper, big coast-to-coast DJ extraordinaire. I told y'all Ghostbusters couldn't stop him. Y'all don't know what time it is. We gonna keep it moving, though, with some of these hits. My man, Bobby Creek, Water. We got some DD. Oh, yeah, it's going down. D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, Ray Cole. We about to do this. Let's go.
Let's go.
Difference between me and you is I absolutely believe everything I say from the bottom of my heart, because it just is. I mean, you know, I feel like a day can't breathe. I feel good, I'm in the streets, so I put a spit of wheels to it. I play the game well, alerted to the bleachers. Hell on these niggas, but heaven for a Keisha. And I was doing this and back with the broken down, running around somebody's town with some spot black beaver. A pretty red bone with a head on right, but my money light, so I'm getting out my feet. A zone three quarterback, a zone four flanker. I never had a note putting rims on the tanker. My nigga pretty tone counting money like a banker. My mama still here, thank God I can thank her. I want the big time, so I did it big time. From the time big time got itched in my mind. I only want the broad if I attitude ill, and them unfamiliar heels walking right past the line. I'm gonna be riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit. Yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that. Hey, you know why I do that? Riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit. Yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that. You know why I do that? Lame niggas falling off like cat hair. I fell from the sky, I'm just trying to get back there. I am refined from my shoes to my hat. Well, I know she want it every time she give me that stare. And any nigga ever trying to give me that stare, I stay strapped, I'm never concerned with that player. I'm such a good time, I got high hopes. And your drought could never affect my dope, and your folk could never affect my folk. I only feel God in the phrase I broke. Why would I take orders? I'm about to dip. I fall through and let a model smell lipstick. You say it ain't about the money, you a hypocrite. If it ain't a glitch, man, trying to fix it. I'm on my elephant turn, bitch. And if the record sound right, so me, I'm gonna be riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit.
Hey, you know why I do that? Riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit. Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that, man. You know why I do that?
Not a thing to me, not to me. have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, NDF Saturday, Diallo Radio Network, D Slate, Ray Cole, we in the building playing a hit. You just got through listening to my girl Dee Dee with Everything. Before that was my man Bobby Creekwater, I Do That. And we do that. We do this, what we're doing right now, and that's giving you great radio like we always do. I told you, we the Over Red and Bogger Radio. We keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. Lando Lakes, Parquet, you know, whichever kind of butter you prefer on your popcorn, because we got it. All you got to do is bring it. Speaking of that, we told y'all earlier that we every now and then we may throw out some hood recipes for you guys so you guys can, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes the budget, you know, sometimes the economy is kind of low right now. It's kind of, you know, we're trying to pick it up, but it's a little low, so everybody's trying to save dollars, save pennies, you know, trying to cut back. So some hood recipes may come in handy. Like, I can throw out a Raymond noodle soup recipe. Yeah, you're like, did you say Raymond? Yeah, in the hood, we don't know who ramen is. We eat Raymond soup, okay? We eat Raymond. We don't know who the hell ramen. We eat Raymond, okay?
I've heard it both ways.
Now, for instance, you know, you bust out some chicken flavor ramen. Yeah, you bust out some chicken flavor ramen. You may have some old you know, chicken, fried chicken or something in the refrigerator. And I'm tired. You know, you could break up some pieces of the fried chicken, toss it up in your chicken flavor ramen, just to spice it up a little bit.
Yes.
You may
some of that kilt it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You may have some, I don't know, some beef flavored ramen chilling in the cat. You may want to cook that. Guess what? You got some old taco meat chilling in the refrigerator.
No.
Toss your old taco meat in the beef flavored. You may want to spice it up and throw some old salt up in that piece. Boom.
That's too good right there.
you got what I like to call Hispanic noodles in the hood. Look here. I'm just going to say that, you know, for everybody out there that, you know, we at the DI Radio Network, you know, it's with us, you know, it's all about, you know, giving you guys some entertaining radio and giving you guys great radio. But we're also all about definitely supporting our indie artists, man, and that's what Indie Up Saturday is all about. And just giving them an opportunity to be heard and giving them an opportunity to get their music played. And that's what we do here. I mean, because so many incredible artists out there who don't get the shot or don't get their opportunities right away or who may never get their opportunities. I mean, there's so many artists out there, so many people out there who's older now, who may be in their 40s and 50s that were incredible singers and were trying to get into the music business, you know, growing up, but they didn't have any opportunities. And so sometimes they get a little bitter and they get a little upset because all that talent that they had and they didn't have any way to get it out there. So exactly, and it just feels good for us, you know, and we feel good knowing that, you know, we're definitely giving individuals, you know, and artists an opportunity to be heard and be in the outlet for them, just like my man Casper Binks. So definitely make sure you guys just keep supporting not only just us, but keep supporting everybody who's trying to support independent and up-and-coming artists, because we're trying to be the voice for them. We're trying to be the outlet for them to give them and support and listen, because you'll be amazed at some of the music that you're hearing, you know, and you'll be amazed. And keep listening to the show tonight, because I'm going to be playing some tonight. You know, I mean, I've been playing some earlier, but I'm going to be playing some more tonight. So just listen and you'll see what we're talking about. You know, we
can ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I just want to know what advice would, like, because we do this for the up and coming artists, but like, I'm curious to know what advice would you give to the up and coming scene, like about music, business, like anything, like just from your perspective.
You know what, Ray, I think from my perspective, I would say to definitely make sure you know in whatever genre you're talking about being in. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's gospel, country, R&B, you know, neo soul, whatever the case may be. Make sure you know the artists that came before you. You know, make sure you study up and know and respect the artists that came before you. And also respect your own peers, you know, respect the people in the business and support. It's all about supporting everybody. I get it. I know it's a business and everybody wants to be on top. But, you know, I mean, in the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was a lot of people on top. And it was a lot of people that was able to share the spotlight. Trust me, the spotlight is big, ladies and gentlemen.
It's never wrong.
Okay, the spotlight is so big, I can't even tell you how big the spotlight is. So you can share the spotlight with any artist.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can be on top with any artist. So
I think everybody's,
you know, set
on being number one.
Exactly. You know, my thing is to support, because when truly and think about it, even to the up and coming artists that are listening right now, think about it. When somebody asks you, well, who's your number one favorite hip hop artist? There's a lot of people that can't say, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, well, I don't have a number one. I just listen to different people.
Right.
Who's your favorite singer? Who's your favorite? Well, you know, I don't have an all-time favorite, but there's a few that I do like. See, that's what I'm saying. You can share the spotlight. You can share the spotlight with anybody, you know, and also, you know, do your research, man, and know about the business that you're getting into, and also understand what you're getting into. What you're getting into, because, you know, you want to be a famous artist, you want to be successful, and that's fine, but also understand what all that comes with. Don't get in the business and become famous and start getting mad when people ask you for autographs or interviews or whatever the case may be. No, I'm sorry. That's the life that you chose.
Right.
That's what you wanted to be a part of. So, again, think about what you want to be a part of. Now, if you don't want to be bothered with all of that, then that's not the lifestyle for you.
Right.
That's not the lifestyle. You know, but as an artist, do your research. Get a really, really great supporting cast. You know, you really, when I say that, I mean, get some people who's 100% behind you and what you're doing, and not have no shady individuals in your supporting cast. You need some real people in your supporting cast and some real people that's going to support you.
Wow.
You know, and that's my advice. You know, just, you know, all of those things, and just, and like I said, just, and make sure you you know, spend a little money on yourself and you know, website and social networks and whatever the case may be, because if you take it serious, everybody else is going to take it serious.
Other people will. Exactly.
You know, with that being said, definitely make sure you guys pay attention to that, and you'll definitely be successful. Right now, I'm gonna play a couple of hits, and when we get back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the beautiful Miss Aisha Renee, and we're definitely going to be doing that on Indie Up Saturday. D Slay Ray Cole, it's my girl Jay Perry with Speedin'. Let's get it.
Uh-oh, slow down.
Speedin' doing 95 on 95. I need to buy you when you call my love is blazing. Ooh, you're the one I've been missing. So baby, listen, I need your love.
What's up, cool world? My name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions, where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next artist on the rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Reviews, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back, D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. D Slate, Ray Cole in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. That was my man Joe B with I Need Your Love. Before that was my girl Jay Perry with Speedin'. We getting it in like that for the fit-ins. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our next guest for tonight. Absolutely. What makes an artist stand out? Is it their talent? Or is it the way that they command the room upon entering? Well, whatever it be, Aisha Renee surely possesses it. Grew up on the south side of Chicago for her early years before she and her mother moved to south suburbs. At just an age of 2, she memorized her first song at 2.
Oh, wow.
She quickly developed a talent for writing poems, which eventually turned into lyrics. By high school, she developed that talent for writing lyrics and eventually songs. She continued writing and recording, and soon she had songs on the Chicago-based film A Get Together. A couple of years later, her song The One was played on Power 92, and I know the station because I'm a Chicago native, where it was voted top song of 2005 along with Kanye West, R. Kelly, and Crucial Conflict. Wow. That same year, she recorded and released her first volume of Gimme More mixtape. One of her best models is never limit yourself because of others' limited expectations. Because of that, she started her label Sky High Entertainment in 2006 before changing the company name to Sunstar Entertainment. And she is on the scene with new music and new hits, and she is definitely on the rise as an incredible R&B indie artist. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday welcome to the beautiful Miss Aisha Renee.
Hi, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl Aisha Renee. How you doing, D Slate?
Aisha, how you doing? Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm just wonderful. Just thankful for this opportunity. I got to commend you guys and thanking you for giving us up and comers, you know, a platform, because we definitely need that.
And that's what it's all about, and it's all about us being the outlet for an incredible artist like yourself, because
you
deserve to be heard just like any other mainstream artist.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. One more thing. I got to chime in on that Top Raymond Hood recipe, if I can, because, you know, I dibble and
absolutely.
I dabble in the kitchen as well. Add a little bit of heavy whipping cream, some green onion, you know, and a little bit of chicken or shrimp, and there you go.
Ooh,
gourmet.
That sounds good.
Cream a la Raymond. That's what I like
you
to hear.
You feel me?
Cream a la Raymond, baby. Yeah. But see, they don't know. But see, you know what? I'm Chi-Town, so I already know You know what I'm saying? I already know how we get down out there when it comes to hood cuisine. I already know how we do. So, you know.
Definitely. You got to throw up them C's, baby.
How have you been doing? I just want to say, you know, we've played your music quite often on the show. We definitely get great feedback from it. But you have some new music. Tell us about that and the inspiration that went into that.
Okay, well, the new joint, Body Right, which I'm actually exclusively premiering on your show tonight, is not going to be available until the spring, summertime, you know, around that time. But,
wow.
Yeah. So this is the full song. I got a snippet, a sneak peek on YouTube, but the full song tonight. And basically the inspiration is, you know, you sexy brothers, you know. Yeah. Sexy brothers. That's the inspiration behind the song. And it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to dropping into the world.
Well, I first of all want to say thank you. I mean, I was wondering for so long when somebody was going to do a song about me and the rest of the brothers, rest of the sexy brothers. So I just want to thank you for that. I appreciate that. You know,
for
I mean,
sure.
I just kept wondering when it was going to get put out there. You know,
Lord.
You know what, you guys take so much slack. You know, you guys, you really take a lot of slack, especially from us sometimes. So every once and again, you know, we definitely got to show that love to you, show you that we rocking with you and how much we truly do love you, you know.
But you know what, we take a lot of slack, not just like that, but we take a lot of slack in music, too, when you think about it, to the left. I don't want no scrubs. You know, we take a lot of flack in music too. But it's good to see, you know, female artists definitely giving good brothers, you know, a props as well. So it's definitely good to see that.
You gotta pat them on the back every now and then.
Yeah, you do, sis.
Let me ask you, looking at the rich music history that we have in Chicago. You know, and the background of so many incredible artists that have come out of Chi-Town. You know, how do you feel? You know, as an up and coming artist and new artist, indie artist, coming out of Chi-Town and being a part of that history.
Oh my goodness, the history is so extensive. I mean, you got the blues, the jazz, artists like Buddy Guy. You know, the true instrumentalists. Songwriters, geniuses like R. Kelly, producers like Kanye West. I mean, it's truly an eye-opener, and it's truly like, whoa, you know, I definitely got to bring it because we have such a rich musical history in Chicago. So it's wonderful for me, you know, looking at those people, studying those people, seeing the things that they had, the trials and tribulations, the thing that they went through to become successful. It's definitely a blueprint and a learning guide for someone like me. So, you know, I definitely do my study and I does my research. And it's amazing.
Oh, no doubt. Now, if somebody was to ask you, Aisha, how would you categorize your music? What would you tell them?
It's more like a melodic. See, I'm actually a hip-hop artist. I don't like to call myself a rapper because I think that limits you, that name, just rapper. I do more of a melodic type of rapping, you know, songwriting. I really look more towards, if you will put it in category of sound, artists like Eve, you know, artists that had more of a singy-songy type of a flow. Mm-hmm. Queen Latifah, you know, she did her thing with the melodies and the singing, but she also could get it in there, you know. She can lay that rap down. So,
that's real.
You know, like I said, it's like a melodic, and a lot of times, you know, the music that I do, it's more on the passion side, you know. It's I'm not trying to be no thug, no thug diva, you know, nothing like that. It's all about the love over here.
That's real. My co-host, Ray, calling the Ray. You got any questions for Aisha?
What's up, Ray?
What's going on, girl? I'm chilling over here. Yes. What advice would you give to other female underground artists that are coming up about your experience and ways to conduct themselves? Because there's a lot of young ladies that want to be in the business, and they end up getting used up, you know what I'm saying, before they get there.
Oh, you are so right, sis. And this question right here could potentially get me in trouble if I really go in on it. You
we
know,
got your back.
Hey, things out here. That's all I'm going to say. But as far as advice, I would say, as a woman, you before you come into this industry, you need to know who you are and what you personify. Because, you know, as a woman in a male-dominated industry, you know, the men are at the forefront, and a lot of them have the positions of money and power. And, you know, us women, you know, we can get swayed by that at times. So if you don't know who you are and what you personify as a woman, what your goal is, you can easily get lost and caught up in all of those trappings, you know. You know, I was taught at a young age, coming up from a grandma from the South, Mississippi, from a mother, you know, who was about that business, didn't take no mess, that, you know, you have to be a strong woman and you have to know who you are. And so, you know, I definitely would tell women to just be yourself. You know, we all have our, you know, sexual sides. But, you know, that's not for everywhere and every time. You know, you have to know how to present business when it's time to present business. You have to know how to be a lady. And don't be out here just shaking your salt shaker all over the place. You see what I'm saying?
Salt trails everywhere.
That's right, because people trying to have a nice little, you know, healthy diet. We don't need salt and everything. So
get your sodium all up, your blood, high blood
salt.
Pressure.
Hold on to the
salt. You don't want that. You don't need that.
Hey, put the lid on.
Now, I you know, when you think about, you know, when you think about some of the music and some of the greats, you know, from the 70s and 80s and 90s, you know, R&B, real great R&B music, and, you know, real great positive music, you know, we don't hear a lot of that these days. I mean, I've talked to a lot of the legendary, you know, quite a few legendary mainstream artists, you know, Jeffrey Osborne, Betty Wright, the Stylistics, you know, and I've gotten their opinion about what they thought about that. But, you know, they're all in agreement that, you know, these days, you really don't hear this. I don't know. I don't think I've heard a song on the radio that was positive. I mean, you don't hear a lot of positive music. Everything has so much negative connotation behind it. And it's just I think that, you know, our kids and the younger generation, I think that today with a lot of things that are going on and some of the tragedies that we've had, I think positive music is the thing that we truly, truly do need right now. And I think that's so important for our kids growing up that, you know, they need to be able to get some of that type of music that we grew up listening to, the things that inspired us. And they really don't have that today. Why do you think, Aisha, that it's you don't really hear too much positive music these days?
Unfortunately, B-Slate, you know, the market has become so saturated, and the art form of hip hop and R&B has become such a cash cow that it's being marketed in very negative light. And, you know, a lot of people are more interested in the negativity. And so artists are going to put out the thing that an artist does is we are the voices. We are the ones that are bringing to you the moods. You know, you hear music, you hear a good song, get you in a good mood. You can hear music that can get you in a thought-provoking mood. You know, if we feel like that people only want to hear about the bang, bang, the pop, that, and that's what they're buying, then, of course, the artist is going to move towards, you know, putting that out there, because their number one thing is to sell music. And so I got a very great tip from a wonderful person. His name is T.I., and he basically says that, you know, nobody's interested in buying positive music. If there was more of a market for it, or more of a demand for it, then, you know, people would probably steer more that way. And even so, I did a song called Moment of Silence. We shot a video in Roseland. D-Slay, I don't know if you know, that's south side of Chicago.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I was moved. I was touched by the Darion Albert situation. And just deeper than that, it was so much going on in 2010. I said, look, this is crazy. I shot a video, Moment of Silence, speaking about the violence against our youth. I had the kids on the song singing, I Don't Want to Die No More. you know, I don't want to cry no more, you know. And the video is available. It's, you can see it on YouTube, Moment of Silence, Aisha Renee. It's a very touching video, but I'm going to tell you, it's raw and it's real.
Wow.
And, you know, that was my first video, and I could have used that money towards one of my sexier songs or one of my more hood songs, but I felt like that was more important. Getting that message out was more important because,
right.
you know, we just losing so many kids, and I don't want to get all, you know, but we just losing, the kids don't have nothing to do with it, and so, you know, I had to do that. I had to do that, but, you know, it's that's the reason. It's basically the people are demanding more of the negativity. Why, I don't know. I wish they weren't, but it's just the truth of the thing. They are.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when you look at it, I mean, you know, people feed off drama. You know, they feed off, they feed off a lot of those things. And then what, and what you hear a lot of them, a lot of people think that they can relate to those things. But I mean, I really don't think it's a good thing to relate to anything negative. But I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, you people have negative things that happen to them, happen in their life. But I think that
if you want to
relate to something positive, you know, you want to, people have bad things that happen to them in their life all the time. So you want to look to something positive, you know, you don't want to keep getting reminders of those things that are bringing you down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think that's what made music so great for us, you know, in the 80s and 90s. I think that's what made it so great, because even when we were down, you heard that song on the radio and you was like, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you heard that Earth, Wind, and Fire or, you know, Isley Brothers song. He was like, man, that's what I needed right now. That's what I needed to hear. And I just think that, you know, again, you know, with some of the crazy things that are going on and happening within the last few years, you know, some of these incredible and sad tragedies that we've had, I just think that I think positivity is definitely what we need, at least a little positivity. And, you know, I get it.
You are right.
You know, I understand that it's all about selling records, but I think we the people, we the fans that listen to music, we're to blame for that as well. Because, you know, we can't keep saying, oh, this is okay. Oh, this is what's trending right now. Oh, this is the kind of music we want to listen to. That's the reason why the artists are putting out that kind of music, like you said, because we keep putting the message out that, oh, this is what we want to listen to.
And that's why it's saturating the market, you know, because it's about supply and demand. Now, whatever is at the top demand, you know, is what's going to be supplied. And so, you know, and quite frankly, have most of these artists who are rapping about the violence and gang banging and pop killing didn't even live that lifestyle.
Right.
They don't even live that lifestyle, and they're portraying this message as the gangster or the drug dealer or whatever it is that, you know, they feel like people want to see. You know, look at these reality shows. How many of them do you see that are portraying positive light? I'm not going to lie. I watch it. It's quite entertaining to me at times, but I recognize that I do recognize and see some people can't, they don't have that that discernment to recognize real from scripted or negative from positive. But like I said, I was blessed to come up with a grandmama who ain't play, a mama who ain't play, churchgoers. You're going to learn the difference between right and wrong. And then when you get out here in this world, you may see what's right. You're going to see what's wrong. It's up to you to discern what is the difference. So, hey, you know.
I mean, you're right. I mean, even the whole thing with the reality show thing, I mean, it's so crazy. I mean, look, Shorty Low and All My Baby Mamas. I mean, really.
Oh no!
You know what
Straight
I'm saying?
Ratchet.
I mean, it's stuff like that. It's stuff like that that make you want to go to church on Monday morning when there ain't no church going on. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
you know,
you're right.
I mean, you know, it's just. But I agree with you. I think that that's definitely what's going on, and hopefully, you know, we artists like yourself and other artists that we connect with and we network with on the network has some incredible music, and the fact that you guys know that and you know that that's what's going on gives you an opportunity to be able to create to create really great music and maybe throw some subliminal positive messages in your music to kind of help get people back on track again. And I think that's probably what's important. What we as fans, as music fans, definitely need to hear, whether we wanna say we do or not. Now before I definitely got a couple more questions for you, but before we do that,
okay.
I definitely want to go into I definitely want to give the world premiere of your single Body Right. Definitely go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Okay, look, check it out. Who you know got that devour power shower flow? Your girl AR, and I'm on the D Hour Show. It's my new single, Body Right. Check it out. Here we go.
You better
Let's
get
it. Renee with her new hot single, Body Right, D-Hour World Premiere right here definitely that's hot music. Hot music. That's a hot single. Definitely a
hot
single.
Absolutely. All up in the oven.
Now, Issa, let me ask you this. You know, everybody always has, you know, in their career, regardless of whatever the career is, everybody always has a golden moment in their career that they will never, ever forget. What was that moment for you?
Oh, my goodness. That's a brain teaser, ain't it? Let me think. the golden moment. Okay, I got one of them for you. Getting a chance to meet Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, getting the chance to meet Beyonce was amazing because she's such a humble person, no diva attitude. She was bearing compliments, and to hear those things from someone of her stature gave me incredible motivation to make sure that I do my part in upholding us sisters, you know, with that Michelle Obama swag, meaning, you know, dignity, class, the same thing that you see B doing, you know. So that was like, that was amazing for me. That was one of them. Can I give you one more?
Oh, absolutely.
One more? One more for the people? One more?
Of course.
Okay. BET Hip Hop Awards, walking the red carpet. I went 2008, 2009. Just being amongst all of greats like Chuck D, I mean, people who, LL Cool J, people who have such a rich career, have had such blessed and successful long-term careers, was just amazing. And it also, you know, gave me a deep inspiration.
That's what's up. I mean, that I can definitely see definitely being an incredible moment for you.
Oh,
in music,
yeah.
And for any artist, I could definitely see that being great. So,
do me up off the red carpet, girl, and take me out of there.
I feel you.
But definitely thank you. Definitely thank you for sharing that with us. Now, let me ask you my last question for you. As far as your career and as far as your music, I mean, what would you like to accomplish with your career? What would you what do you want people to remember most about you?
Well, you know, every artist should always have a deeper passion than just fame, glory, you know, the trappings and the glamour of the industry. And mine, I definitely do. And mine is to really, you know, get out here to this youth, because as you touched on earlier, there's a lacking of people who the youth can really look up to. And I'm not, by all means, I'm not saying that I'm a perfect role model or anything like that. I think a child's role model should be their parents. But if their parents are not upstanding citizens, or for whatever reason not around, you know, they tend to look towards artists and athletes and things of that nature. So my thing is that I want people to remember me for being a positive motivator of the youth. I connect easily with children. Anytime I go out, strange children, they just walk up and smile. Hi. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. What are you doing?
They just walk up to you like you're Mrs. Claus or something.
Yeah, you know, like I got some toys or something. I don't got no toys, but I can give you a dollar, you know.
But you know, normally children have a good judge of, like, of good people.
They do.
Like, you
they
just
really
don't
do.
Walk to people they don't feel comfortable with. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, they so precious. And so that's been something that's been on my heart, put in my spirit to do. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, as God willing that he blesses me with that position, I definitely feel like that's something that I will continue upholding. It's definitely for the youth.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, do you have any aspirations of working or doing anything else in the entertainment business other than music?
Yeah, songwriting. You know, songwriting is the passion of mine. And tell you the truth, that's where the money is.
Money is. Yes.
Hey,
high five.
You know, they're publishing, you know. So, you know, when with all these 360 deals and things that people are getting gypped out of their, you know, their situations, mm-hmm. you know, I think songwriting is a great opening way to come into the industry. And also, you know, just you know, get a little bit of the funds behind you, because as an upcoming artist, independent artist, you don't always have the resources financially or opportunity-wise. So definitely songwriting would be another avenue that I could see myself in.
Absolutely. Well, I could definitely see it as well. You know, just listening to listening to your new music and as well as the old music that we've showcased on the show, I could see you having a bright future in that. And definitely good luck to you with as far as that is concerned. Did you hear about the Lil Wayne situation? What did you think about that?
Well, which one? There's been a lot of Lil Wayne situations.
Well, the recent one about him being hospitalized.
Oh no! The last one I heard about was getting kicked out the game and talking about Chris Bosh's boo. That was the last
one
I knew about.
Oh no! Yesterday, TMZ had put out a report saying that he was hospitalized. He was having seizures and he was on a deathbed, and they were giving him his last rites, and he was probably not going to make it. Now, he is in the hospital. To the extent of how well he is, no one really knows. I mean, they said that he's okay, he's stabilizing, or whatever the case may be. But some of his people in his camp were just a little concerned that, you know, TMZ had, you know, because they were saying that port report TMZ put out, you know, was false, that, you know, he wasn't on his deathbed and things like that. And I get it. I know sometimes people don't want the, you know, if it's that serious, to really put it out there like that, not until they know what's going on. But that was the latest thing that was put out about him.
Well, that's exclusive news to me. I had absolutely no idea. But hearing that, I like the things that Lil Wayne does. You know, I'm not the biggest Lil Wayne fan, but, you know, I can get with, you know, the lyricism that it takes to put that stuff together and everything. So with that being said, I really hope that he's okay and he will
Absolutely.
Be in my prayers tonight. But sometimes, you know, we need honestly, if we can
need
keep 100, my people, you need a wake-up call. You need an eye-opener, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, he's been in the industry since he was, like, what, 11, 10? So
he's
been in
there
for a minute. Yeah.
So, you know, he's been at a rapid pace. And, you know, just the stress of the industry and everything that's going on just with life, because you got to look at it. We out here struggling, going crazy, and we not even dealing with half of the stress that
right.
these people deal with in that industry. So it's like there's times too. So
yep.
I just hope that he's okay, and I hope that, you know, maybe it's an eye opener for him to slow down and maybe to, you know, just slow down. Weezy, dang.
Yeah.
He's way too young.
That's real. I mean, because of course, you know, they were throwing rumors out saying that it could have been possibly because, you know, he likes to mess with that scissor or whatever. And I hope that's not the case. And, like, you know, me and Ray stated earlier, you know, I mean, if syrup is doing that to people, then I'm just going to have my pancakes butt naked with butter.
Or maybe with some jelly.
You know, maybe I put some jelly on my pancakes, you know, something like that.
I think this syrup got a little extra spices in it, though. This syrup got some hidden spices that you might be getting misconstrued. But, yeah,
exactly.
I see you.
Exactly.
That syrup is something. And, definitely, like I said, I hope that's not the case, but
Absolutely.
You know, he's very young to be having seizures and stuff like that. So
it could be
stress. It could be a number of things. I'll be praying for the brother.
But see, the thing with seizures too, you have one, you're prone to have another one. So he really needs to pump his brakes.
Slow it down.
Keep an eye on him. Definitely keep some people around him. Yeah, because Rick Ross had a situation like that not too long ago, and
that's true.
He had one on the plane, and then he had another one. So you're definitely right, sis.
It's
not good.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna go to the phone line real quick. We definitely got someone on the line. We're gonna go to the lines real quick and see who we got.
Cool.
In the D-Hour studio line. Let's get to the calls real quick. Area code 708-262. You're on Indie Up Saturday with Aisha Renee. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Charlie from Southside. What's going on, people?
Southside.
Charlie.
What's good, Charlie? How you doing, bro?
Oh, man, I'm good. Yeah, I just wanted to call and show my,
Well, thanks so much for calling in. What you got for us, bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and show my support and love to Aisha. I like the song. The song was real, real nice. You know what I'm saying? I can see that being a real sexy single, you know, for the fellas. Definitely want to send you my blessings because we definitely need more positivity as I was listening. You know, me being on the streets, you know, we hear so much of, like you say, the gun, gun, bang, bang, you know, Southern drug type stuff. Getting a little tired of it now, you know. I don't mind listening to it, but we need something spicy, you know, on the airwaves. So, you know.
Yeah. That's real. Now, Charlie, let me ask you this, bro, real quick, and I'm glad you brought that up. Now, do you agree that sometimes, you know, you always hear a lot of artists, especially the ones from the hood, bro, but you always hear them when people say, well, why did you create that type of song? Or why did you create that type of hit? And they'll say, well, you know, I want people to be able to get an exclusive look of what it's like in the hood. Do you think it's important? Do you think it's important for cats to make songs, knowing where you from and where we come from? Do you think it's important for cats to make songs like that? You know, saying, well, I want people to relate to where we coming from. But if you're already from that neighborhood, why would you really want to hear something like that?
You know what? It's okay to talk about it some because that's what really happens out here on these streets, but people glorify it too much. Like, like back in the day, you know, they talked about things in the streets, but they also talked about real life. They also talked about, you know, what's going on in their homes, or talked about the experiences growing up as kids,
real.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
It was
growing up, talking about, you know, experiences they like to look forward to. So it was a different variety of different things they talked about. These cats, that's all they talk about, the street life, guns. Like, I love Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? But he talk about that coca too much, you know what I'm saying? Or Gucci, like, they just talk about it too much. Like, they need to expand the horizon some, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I say, it's good to hear other people, you know, spit different things looking forward to, you know.
Can I chime in on that too? Can I chime in on that real quick?
Absolutely.
All right, y'all, be safe.
Hey, bro, thanks so much for calling in.
Hello?
Being a child, a product of seeing both sides of the fences, where, you know, being raised and living on the south side and then being able to go to the south suburbs, I think that people, like he said, people spend too much time glorifying that. When all of my people still in the South Side, when I go there, it's a lot of love.
Right.
It's a lot of love. It's, you know, the shooting and all of that stuff that happens, and it happens often, but it's not all day, every day.
Every day.
You know what I mean? And so why couldn't they? You know, if that's their excuse, what D-Slate said, oh, we want to give them a representation of what we do, how we do in the hood, then why are you not talking about the block club parties and the barbecues, or, you know, the events that go on that take place inside of your homes that's positive, you know?
Right.
And I think a lot of it comes from, oh, the pride and the wanting to be real, wanting to be hard.
Right.
And a lot of it is coming from another place. You know, it's not coming from a pure place. They want to feel like they got to have this image, you know, keep this image, or if they don't, they're not a man. But a man is someone who takes care of his home and provides.
Right.
Not someone who goes out in the streets and kills people.
Right. I think a lot of people fall into that woe is me type of thing. You get what I'm saying? Everybody goes through something, some people more than others, but it's all about how you deal with it and how you look at it. Reach for the stars. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the negative hold you down or keep you from your full potential. And I think a lot of people do that by promoting the negativity. I mean, it's more to life than that. It really is.
Well, I stated that only because you know, growing up on the South Side and in the West Side of Chicago, you know, I already know what time it is. You know, so I already know how it goes down. So I feel like I don't really need to hear songs like that because I know what it's about. I know what it's all about. So tell me something I don't know. tell me something that I can hold on to and give me something that I can say, okay, I didn't know nothing about that. I didn't know anything like that. So all those other things, I know all about that. So I can't really you know, and me, I don't like to glorify, like, you know, like we discussed, I don't like to glorify things like that, but give me something that I can say, okay, I didn't know nothing about that. Okay, that's kind of interesting. You know, show me something interesting that I don't know anything about, you know, to give me something to hold on to. And that's that's the reason why I said that, because I know, you know, you hear a lot of artists say that, especially a lot of the ones who grew up, you know, where we grew up at, but you always hear a lot of them saying that. That's the reason why they put out that type of music. But I feel like, you know, let's be a little bit more clever than that and give the people some stuff that they really truly don't know nothing about.
Hey, I got a question for her real quick.
Go ahead, Brian.
All right. For one, if you had a chance to do a beat, if somebody can produce a song for you to take you to number one, who would be that number one producer? And for two, when you make it to the top after you get this hot single or beat, what would you do to help the kids or the people in Chicago after you reach, you know, the hot platform, the number one spot?
Okay. Well, for the first question, being and loving the Shy as much as I do, I would want to work with R. Kelly, and I say that because not only is he a hot producer, but he's a hot songwriter, and let's just be real, he crosses over. He's written songs for Celine Dion, he's written songs for Whitney Houston, he's written songs for Jennifer Hudson, I could keep going on, Aaliyah. He's written songs for gospel artists. So
that's real.
You know, I would want to do something with Kells, most definitely, you know. And for your other question, what I would do, you know, as becoming a successful artist, I recognize that, you know, you have a lot more power as far as to help others, you know. So I would definitely look to build some type of recreation center or youth center. I feel like the kids spend too much time on the streets. And if they had a place that they could go where they felt, you know, we could have chefs there, we could have even beds. Some kids, I have someone in my family right now that just returned home, was a runaway, and was sleeping on the streets, you know. But if there, whatever situation she was going on within her home, if there was a place that she could have went, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have been sleeping in those streets or in those abandoned houses. You know, so I would like to provide something like that for kids, because in our inner city, there's a lot of the drugs going on. A lot of the parents are locked up. You know, it's a lot of injustice as well. You know, it's not just
that's real.
You know, it's not equal. There's not a lot of jobs.
Right.
You know, the food is scarce, and so I would definitely provide a place for the kids to go to.
Okay, well, I definitely want to thank you for letting me talk to this lovely artist.
You.
She's
oh, no doubt, Charlie, bro.
And D, you sound like Sway, man. I hope your show blow up like here, man, for real.
That's
man.
Real,
you
baby.
Hey,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, bro. Hey, Charlie, first of all, I want to thank you, man, for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight, man. I want you to be safe out there, Charlie, because I know I'm worried about my peoples in Chi-Town, man. I know it's a lot of craziness going on right now.
Yeah,
that 18-month-old baby that was killed, that kind of hurt my heart. You know what I'm saying? So I really do hope you guys be safe out there, bro, man, and definitely keep your head up, man, and keep doing your thing, bro.
Hey, real talk, man. Much love. God bless everybody there.
All right, bro.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Charlie.
You. No doubt. D-Hour Show India Saturday, getting in, and that's what it's all about, man. I love supporting and talking to my peeps from Chi-Town. But I just want to say, Aisha, too, if you do get a chance to work with Kells, just make sure there's an open restroom or something in the area. Because, you know how you like to get down and stuff. So, I just want to make sure that, you know, that's established, you know. But
get that man a break.
I will keep that in mind. Most definitely.
No, I just, you know, I truly want to say, Aisha, you're definitely an incredible artist, and it was definitely our pleasure to get an opportunity to get to know a little bit more about you.
Thank you.
And an opportunity to talk to you. And I just want to say on behalf of myself and Ray and the rest of the D-Hour Network, you're no longer a guest. You know, you're a family member on our network now, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything you do and keep playing your music and keep telling everybody to listen to you and check you out.
Thank you so much, and I will continue to do the same. Thank you for this amazing opportunity, and like I said, I commend you guys for giving us a chance. You know, that's all we want is a chance. You know,
absolutely, and you deserve it. You definitely deserve it. And Aisha, if anybody wants to catch socially on social networking, if anybody wants to catch up with you online, where would they be able to find you at?
All right, you can find the music up on ReverbNation.com/AishaRanae. You can check me out on YouTube, my other name, A. Rane, and also Twitter. You can follow me on twitter.com/@A. Rane.
There it is, and definitely make sure you guys support and definitely support her, because she has some incredible music, and you will think so as well. So, Aisha, again, you have a blessed night, a Saturday night, a terrible thing to waste. So you have a blessed night, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go make some of that top gourmet ramen.
Top ramen.
Real quick.
Damn,
wait a minute, one more time. What was that
ramen?
Okay, baby, you know you gotta add the green onion with a little bit of heavy cream. You know, and you can add some shrimp in there, and there you go.
Girl, I'm gonna try that. This sounds like shrimp Alfredo or something.
Okay,
there it is, baby. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Aisha. Please have a blessed night. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will continue to keep supporting you and playing your music.
Thank you.
You are an incredible artist. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, Ray.
Take care, sister.
Take care. Bye.
Getting it in like that, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about on NDF Saturday, is to connecting with incredible artists like that. And with that being said, we got a couple of hits. When we come back, I want to ask Ray about something that that happened over the week on American Idol. We'll talk about that. And also, D-Slay Stills got to give you his favorite indie hip-hop artist double play. We got that going on as well. So don't go nowhere. We got more radio, D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D-Slay, Ray Cole. It's my man Echo, Even When I'm Down. Let's
Echo,
go.
Echo.
The secret of discipline is motivation. When a man is motivated, discipline will take care of itself.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. I spit the pain that hurts, pay my respects to the game at church. God bless me, gave me a heart and a brain that works. Mom thought I couldn't be tamed at first, so she sent me away to my pop's house, and I came back worse. One of my uncles said, be smart, stay in the rap game. Don't be stupid and kill a nigga over a crack game. Well, that was good advice. Only thing that fucked me up is he the type that smack sucker. If he short a couple bucks, I'm on a higher lane in life. You thinking of finer things than ice. Running behind you, snatch your rocks like homie, it's time to pay the price. Give me a, let's get dark, press rewind and fade the light. See, I already let them know, but let's remind them, hey, it's twice. Confusion and pain, don't know what's the lose of the game. It's like I'm walking in these streets with no shoes in the rain. But who's there to blame? Nobody but the rules of the game. That's how life is. They wish they had a style like his. Cause even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you can never learn enough. I'm on a beat like, helping you move your feet right. Keep tight, stay focused, I ain't that weak. Type my speech like my lyrics is well perfected, and I get well respected. Even the girls accept it, coming from a younger male perspective. Trash, lower the bass, watch how I grab the track and throw it in place. I don't mean to brag and say I know what it takes. It takes a hot hook, fuck if you wanted to stop. Cross the way I spit that fire, man, I never get my spots up. It's a must, I pressure them. And plus, Ace told me the difference from us and them is us. I stay showing the hood in these white tee all around it. Fresh fitted to go with it, homie, that be my grinding gear. You ain't got
can't prick, get the fuck out of here. Keep all of your comments, I'm only concerned with dollars here. I usually ease off stress sitting in Cali air. Now I put a beat on and bless it with all my payments here. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. So try to stay focused as these days go by. Some of us under pressure and we all know why. No need to hold it in, if it hurts, let it go. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta let them know.
Yeah, you better imagine you're still listening to the D-Hour Radio Network right here on Indie Up Saturday. D. Slade, Ray Coe in the building. That was my man, Jay. That was my man, Jay Dale, with Imagine. Before that, that was Echo with Even When I'm Down. Yes, indeed. We get it in like that. Ray, I got one for you. Did you get a chance? Did you hear about the situation on American Idol when Nicki Minaj was late for the live show?
What?
I guess she got caught up in some L.A. traffic or something like that. So when the show came on, when they were doing the top 10 live show, Randy, Mariah, and the other judge, the country star, I can't remember his name right now, Keith Urban, when they were all there.
Okay.
Right, they were all there, and she wasn't there. And I was like, okay, well, what? And I guess apparently she was, stuck in some. The reason was she was stuck in some traffic on the 404 or something like that in LA or something. But yeah, for the live show, she was late.
I mean, it depends.
Like 15 or 16 minutes late, I think she was.
If this was her first time, I wouldn't say crucify her. You get what I'm saying? But
right.
If this is something that's like been a continuous thing, you know what I'm saying, then maybe something needs to be done. Unfortunately, her track record on the show, it looks like she's always into it with Mariah, are kind of storming out when she doesn't get her way. So hopefully it wasn't like some type of, you know what I'm saying, some type of okey-doke where she did it intentionally. Now, I don't want to put that out there, but, you know, you never know when people playing those type of games, for real, for real.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm going to say this, and then, you know, I'm going to kick off this double play, but I want to say this. I think that, and I really truly don't know, you know, the situation. I mean, if they say
mm-hmm.
that's what went down, I can only believe that that's what went down.
Right.
You know, being in traffic or whatever the case may be. But, you know, a lot of people are speculating or thinking, okay, did she do that so she can come
get
in and all the attention can be on her or whatever the case may be, and she can take the diva spotlight, you know, and take the diva spotlight away from Mariah. And that's all the things everybody's throwing out there. I don't know. What I find interesting with Nikki is that she gets a lot of hate from a lot of the things that she does. You know, and the things that she say. And sometimes it almost seems like she feeds off of it. And it almost seems like she feeds off of it. And then, you know, and then give people and continue to give people those things that they don't like, you know, the things that they don't want to hear from her or whatever the case may be. And I truly do hope that that's not what it is. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, people tend to feed off controversy, and they tend to, you know, and you would think, okay, you would say, okay, let's feed off the controversy, but let's turn it into something positive. And let's not keep giving the haters what they want. Because it almost seems like she keeps giving the haters what they want.
Well, you know, some people feel like any attention is better than no attention at all. Like, some people, they don't care if it's bad attention, in-between attention. And, you know what I mean? My thing is this, like, I guess she does have the right to say whatever it is that she wants to say. I mean, that's still a part of, you know, it's still legal.
Right.
You know, however, it's like, if you want to be offensive to people, you can't get mad at people when they throw rocks at you. And the thing is, you don't want to take your job for granted, because, I mean, they could easily find somebody else to put in her spot. You get what I'm saying? Like, that she needs, that's one thing she should look at. Like, you know, I'm on, like, one of the best shows to be on. Like, you really need to be a little bit more humble and, you know, and respectful. Like, you can still be your same self and have your Nicki Minaj swag, you know, but just kind of, you know, bring it down just a little bit, you know.
And not get the haters what they want, you know.
Unless you just want to keep haters, you know what I'm saying? Some people like haters. Some people feel like they ain't doing it unless they got haters. So, I mean, it's however you want to do it.
No doubt. That's how we do it, baby. That's what we think, you know. And if you want to know what we think, and if you want to tell us what you think, you can feel free to anytime call in on the DIY Radio Network, 718-766-4553. Make sure you guys keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know what we're doing. You never know what's going to go down. So definitely make sure you guys keep tuning in. Right now, it's time for D-Slate's favorite hip-hop indie artist double play. We got some Brenton Brown, some Trell Mack. Oh, it goes down like that. It is Indie Up Saturday. Oh, yeah, Brenton Brown, A Chick Named Music. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mic check, mic check. Joey, turn that vocal up real quick. Come on. Real shit. Because of you. All because of you. Check. You was there when nobody believed. Even family didn't think I'd achieve. Back when quitting was an option, good thing I didn't decide to. Help me survive too, though I was whack in bed and couldn't ride you. You're my everything, the reason I'm without a fear. The only one that would listen, eyes without an ear. Gave me confidence, reason I'm without a care. Know I'll always love my hood, you got me out of there. Yeah, much more than hip-hop to me. You the reason I can raise my sons properly. Took a stand when the world said do what is crazy. Show me the difference between the real and who is forgave me. So when it's me against the world, you the reason. That in my mind that whole fight seems even. Heavyweight match for the belt with it all on the line. Thanks to you, I take the odds every time.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose. I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Second, hey yo, no cliche lines could define the time I spent. Rhyming to myself, affecting lyrics, making ends. Now I make the moves to make these unbelievers go repent. I ain't going back to broke because that shit don't make no sense. I'm on my grind, man, I'm heavily composing. Eyes closed to the haters, to the money that you're open. That's gonna blow up a dynamite, nigga was chosen. I just shower in success until the Judas I had soaking. Hey, y'all can stick in shallow waters, I'm in deep and flowing. That means I'm on my surface and I have it with my people. When I do, I touch the top for a while, then asleep to the clouds. Take a bow to the heavens, say that's me. Hey, I'm trying to be the best. I do it all though for me. You hustle to pay some bills. I hustle so I can eat. I'm seeing my dreams through even when I'm not asleep. I'm a rapping juggernaut and ain't nobody stopping me. I'm saying
nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose. I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Positively exuberant, motivated, the mood I'm in. She is my soul, the reason you in the groove you in. She gave me heartbreak and laughter, success and disaster. With me when I fucked it up and rocking with me after. Used to think that everything was sweet till I met the music game and found out that bitch was a freak. She liked in many ways, fathering hallways. And there is a people who treat her with love always. To me, she is my morning wood, makes me go hard when I wake up. The reason a brother can get his cake up. What I take from her is cool, what she gives is bliss. She's my inspiration, the reason my goal is this, to take it all over, make it all over, have my name on the charts, new age over, blast like Nova, big like Scotia, always social, dope like cocaine, and nothing else can come in between, the scent of fame she wears is so damn mean, so I grow my lettuce, harvest green, for the chance to advance my dream, you know what I mean?
Nothing ever felt so right, until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose it. Cause when I fell in love with a chick named Music. Fell in love with a chick named Music.
Yo, it seems like I'm just losing direction.
Or maybe I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got to put those everyone that used me as a reference. Cause every day in my life learned a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing turned my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it, but it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I still suffer from scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin. But now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own wind.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
Dark clouds knocking as I'm looking through the peephole. It said I needed more attention from the people, so they caught the tears evaporating from my cheekbones. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain, they need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit. I lost and I gained, and everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the wall, damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But just my flowing blood that's running through their veins. So I'm bleeding on these records in case they gotta sustain. I'm able without pain, I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the roof, man. Don't matter if you in without your truth, and I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my loose ends.
I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
I get another chance to pick up where I left off and carry on with my plans. Yeah, Lord, I thank you in advance. Never make it to the morning sun just to do this again. So I'ma mark this down. This is when I got friends to turn the page, just to go and read the end. All I got is memories of all the places that we've been. Reminiscing all the good, so all I ever do is grin. And I'ma hold it down with everything left in me, with every breath for me, until I feel my chest empty. As I walk on this journey alone, it feels like we are together when I think of our home. So I'm still there.
Indeed, we still here. We are still here. NDM Saturday, the Hour Radio Network, D Slay, Ray Cole, in the building, Trail Mac, still here. Britton Brown, Chick Name Music, D Slay's favorite hip hop indie artist, Double Play. That's it right there, and it goes down. We're in the close down time right now. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us on another lovely NDM Saturday. It's all about the independent and up and coming artists. Big shout-outs, huge shout-outs to my man DJ Casper Binks for joining us tonight, as well as the beautiful Miss Aisha Renee for joining us as well. And definitely make sure you guys support Casper Binks, coasttocoast.com. Definitely make sure you check him out on Twitter, Facebook. Check out Miss Aisha Renee on Reverb Nation and Twitter and Facebook as well. So definitely make sure you guys support them, because that's what it's all about. Ray, you have any closing comments for tonight?
Just everybody take care. Like you said, a Saturday is a terrible thing to waste. So if you can get out and shake your ass tonight, please shake it for me because I'm in the house.
Yes, please shake it. And don't get a lot of salt on a whole lot of people because
please,
people got high blood. People got high blood pressure. They don't need a lot of salt on them. So, you know, just shake it.
Well,
salt,
if you got salt, you got salt down there, you don't need to be shaking it. Get you some cream. Some ointment.
She ain't never lied. Boy, she ain't never lied. But, again, we want to thank you guys. We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us and joining us and keep checking us out every Saturday on Indie Up Saturday. Tune in tomorrow for the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace, incredible gospel, our premier gospel radio show. So definitely make sure you tune in. We will see you guys next time. Please be safe, live, love, life, and be happy. We'll see you guys next time. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Night, night, world.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest spaceship, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.